E-commerce has come a long way in the Czech Republic over the last decade, and by estimates, there are now some 36,000 online stores here. Over the years, services have greatly improved, and Czechs have gotten used to spending more and more at e-shops. I spoke to Jan Vetiška, the head of APEC, the Association of E-commerce, about how the market has developed, what most defines Czechs as consumers, and where e-commerce is headed. We began first by discussing the early days.
The early days in Czech Republic were like someone with very good skills in IT knows about the possibility of e-commerce, of selling online, and started an e-shop. Mostly the founder was the one doing everything. That means buying the goods, selling the goods, making the websites, the first online stores. So I think that was something like the pioneer's days.
And did people who got in at the start, did they sense how big it would become?
I think only some of them were expecting really that e-commerce is going to grow to the numbers that we have right now. I think that, for example, Ondřej Fritz, the founder of Internet Mall, was the one who really expected this will be the golden goose, we can say.
And what were some of the factors, say, early on or even perhaps today, which were a positive for Czech entrepreneurs? I'm thinking, I was reading just recently that it's still considered a positive that many Czech consumers, even after a number of years, don't use Amazon as much or eBay or sites like that as much as say, some of their other European neighbors. Is that true?
I think that Czech customers and Czech market is very specific because we here have, for example, portal seznam.cz and Google didn't kill it. So it's very similar in e-commerce. That means that Amazon or eBay or marketplaces like that are not so dominant or actually are almost not in Czech Republic, and Czech customers and consumers at all are really conservative and they like their own Czech stores to buy in.
Mm-hmm. So they want to be served in Czech, but they perhaps also have some affinity to the fact that it's a Czech company. Is that what you're saying?
I also think that Czechs really, they like Czech services, and Czech services are specific. That means that Czech customer is really hard to sell. You know, that's probably, we are a small market for big companies. You really need to have customer service in Czech language if you want to sell in Czech Republic. And all of that can only Czech entrepreneur do in the way which customers are expecting.
Mm-hmm. Fairly recently, Amazon.de, which is for Germany, began offering their services in Czech, perhaps also in other languages. But it seems in that respect, perhaps they got on the boat late.
I think it's not so important if they are late or not. I think that they are still only translating their websites and offering shipping to the Czech Republic. But that's not making services in Czech Republic. That means they are available, but they are not really here, if you understand what I mean.
Absolutely. Because, of course, e-commerce, it starts with the web page. But that doesn't mean that the transaction is always necessarily finished. There's also a telephone number. There are people to contact at the other end, additional customer service. And I guess that's also what you're getting at, that it's a more complex kind of approach and availability.
Czech customer is really expecting very good warranty services and doesn't want to deal with warranty to another country, for example. That's one of the most important things for Czech customers while they are really liking to buying from Czech companies more than from the foreign or abroad, for example.
If we look back at the last several years, and we're going to talk about the booming success of e-commerce here, I want to get to that. But part of that is also the evolution of websites, of overall layout, design, quality, different services offered, payment options. How have those changed? And have there been, say, any trends in that area?
Some of these things, someone considered them innovation, someone considered them really annoying. So it's really hard to say who is doing it good and who is doing it not good. That means that only the market answers to your innovation. And on the websites, first changes were because of bigger offer, you are really starting with, for example, 100 goods on your website, but in a couple of years you have thousands of the goods and you need to offer them another way. After that, it's a competition, so you are fighting for the customer, you are fighting for his, for example, email address, so you make some games or something, but you really need to be careful to do not start doing something annoying. The biggest change in the layouts are because mobile phones, are really because the e-commerce is coming to your phone. And that's very important, and that's something that all the online stores and their IT guys have to think about, and they have to service their selling and their online store on your web phone, on your phone, in application, and that's what's going on right now.
There's a slew of different devices which people are used to using now, to which they are more or less connected, sometimes as many as 18 hours a day, if not more. So I can see your point.
You need to know that, for example, online store, the web page has to work on the very, really big screen which someone is using at the office, and also on the very small phone which he has in the evening in his living room. And it's not as easy to do so complex thing to work on these different devices. So that's something really challenging.
Is there any kind of golden rule now that the rules have been rewritten, so to speak, when it comes to being a successful e-shop?
Yeah. The golden rule is do what you promise, or promise only what you can do. For example, Czech customer is expecting when you say delivery next day that you will really deliver the goods next day. Czech customer is expecting the goods the same or the second day. It's also the problem for the foreign marketplaces like eBay or Amazon. They cannot do that. They cannot satisfy Czech customers with really this kind of fast shipping.
I read that there are some 36,000 e-shops in the Czech Republic. Is that an accurate number, and is it a little or a lot?
Actually, it's an approximate number because definition of e-shop doesn't exist. Okay, what's e-shop? E-shop is the web page which sells something. But it can also sell 2-3 items per month, and we will count it in the e-shops. So it's probably the number of the e-shops or the web pages. It's around 36,000 which are selling something. But if you are talking about e-shops as a companies who are focusing on the selling goods online, it will be only like 1,000 or 1,500. And that's really still a big number, I think, both of them, 36,000 web pages which are selling something, or 1,500 really e-shop companies. So I think that in this Czech market is really about the other markets around in this area.
Different searches have revealed, I guess, niche websites, things I wouldn't expect. For example, I was talking to a well-known professional Czech magician, and he referred to me to a site where they sell professional, but perhaps also items for amateur magicians. And that's here somewhere near Brno or somewhere in the Czech Republic. And as you said, maybe they sell a little or maybe they sell a lot. But I guess my question is the diversification of many, many different types of products online, and to what degree that is, you see that as positive? And also, maybe some sectors are in danger of oversaturation. For example, it seems to me that there are many shops focusing on toys, children's toys.
It's a really interesting question. First of all, there are big e-shops, really big e-shops like Alza or Mall, and they offer some goods, but they cannot have everything in the niche market. So that's the opportunity for the small entrepreneurs to come online and sell something and offer the services which the giants cannot offer. So, for example, oversaturation is in electronics at all, okay? You will not success if you make the decision right now, I want to have e-shop and I will sell and offer electronic. You are dead before you started already. But if you offer something, for example, some self-made goods or something really specific with bigger offer than the giants like Alza or Mall have, that is still possibility for you to make a success.
One of the things that your association deals with, of course, is overseeing and providing a stamp of approval or a seal of approval for your members. And that means meeting a slew of legislation and running your business in a transparent manner. What percentage of eShop owners or founders are members of your association? And are there still dodgy websites where you might be afraid to put your credit card number?
Right now we have 500 members, 500 member companies, and that's a very small number to the 36,000 e-shops, but it's really a significant number if we are speaking about only 500 e-shops of e-shop companies, which are significant here. Also, but we are counting the turnover and our share or on the turnover of Czech e-commerce. And if we include Alza, which is our not member but partner and becoming a member, we have like 80% of the market, maybe 85% of the market in turnover. To the second question about frauds, right now is the situation better than it was? And mostly because customers are smarter. But same as you can be still victim of the robbery in public transport, for example, or in the supermarket, it still can happen on the internet. For example, the credit card number in Czech Republic market is really specific that the payment methods are mostly done by the third party. And that means that when you are going to pay by your credit card, you are redirected to the special website. And that's security. But if merchant ask you for the credit card number, that's something you have to be worried, because it's not common in Czech Republic that merchants are taking credit cards numbers themselves, and that can be something which is where is fraud included.
I have to leave it there, but I have one quick question. How will this impact the stone and mortar shops? I'm thinking it sort of forced them to change their business model as well. Because people go in, they choose something, but they look at something, but then they buy it somewhere else online.
Brick and mortar shops and online shops are going to be one. In 5 years, we are going to speak only about retail and not about differences between brick and mortar and online, because everybody will be selling brick and mortar and everybody will be selling online. There will be no differences. That's my expectation.